Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity App right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So when you do that, you get information. It's really that simple. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me, and you can find us up at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Sign up for the email blast. There's so much going on up there. You can read the stories. Don't forget to give me a thumbs up on some of those stories. They're worth a thumbs up, I can tell you. Let's just hit the... I mean, look, I can talk about the January 6th commission. Do you guys really want to hear more about that? Or are you like me? You kind of had it. You know, if I need a nap, I'll go watch it. Because it'll put me to sleep. The lies are what get me crazy. The fact that they're not showing, truly showing everything that was going on is what's getting me crazy. This has been custom tailored around nailing Trump. That's what this is for. Not for you to find out the truth. I'm telling you again. Custom tailored for you to nail Trump. The, which one should I do? I mean, I got so many, so, oh, here, just before we go in with Brad Dacus will be on after the break. So the CDC has put out a warning. This one you may want to take heed to this one. The Centers for Disease Control they've had a rough couple of years. Right? They've stepped all over themselves a half a dozen times, made fools of themselves. You know, some of the orders that they put out there, laughable, contradictory, just a lot of fun. So from the Washington Post in 2020 is a pandemic rage. The agency responds to the worst public health crisis in a century. Right? The coronavirus pandemic had been marked by technical blunders, botched messages, information that flat out wasn't true and they knew it. And they've lost a lot of credibility. There's even a leaked, I don't know if it was an audio or an email. There was a leaked audio or email where the CDC has now finally said China's responsible for this. And worst of all, the CDC is, again, they're making more fools of themselves as the days go on. However, they have fallen to a new low. They're saying that they're laughable edicts, right, regarding monkeypox and salmonella. Their latest one is they want to make sure that you don't get amorous with your chickens. You know, you heard me. With your chickens. Or actually, they even threw in there, even your ducks. So in a recent investigative notice titled Salmonella Outbreaks, linked to backyard poultry, the health agency explained that the domestic fowl, like chickens and ducks, can be salmonella carriers. So backyard flock owners, you should make sure that you don't kiss or snuggle with your birds. Oh, God. Really? How about maybe we not so much worry about the chickens? Let's worry about getting your credibility back. I mean, seriously. The way of transmission has also led the CDC to advise people not to eat or drink around the backyard poultry because it could be possible for salmonella bacteria to land on your food, which would likely transmit illness through someone's mouth. You can't help but wonder who was sitting in a chicken coop scarfing down a burger, really? I mean, how often do you guys go eat with the chickens? I like to eat outside the pen, but I like to eat fried chicken so they can see what's going to happen to them if they start producing eggs. You know what I'm saying? The CDC hasn't really, they made clowns of themselves. They put out handy tips. Well, one of them is how to avoid monkeypox, right? Here's new guidelines for sex if you have monkeypox. You must have sex. I don't even know what to do with this. You must have sex with no in-person contact. You should be pleasuring yourself at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching any rash or sores. I can't do the rest of them. Because actually, think about something. Somebody was sitting there and actually thought this thing through. All right? I mean, let me see. How do I keep somebody safe? If they want to have sex, how do we keep... Well, they're not going to be able to... Well, they're not going to be able to have real sex. Maybe they can have virtual sex. And we got some of those goggles we could use? I mean, I know. This is really freaky. And also, I mean, truly, how do you... I know where somebody's going to go with this, but how do you have sex with no in-person contact? It's going to be interesting. I feel like, that movie that Schwarzenegger was in where they put on the goggles, those virtual, and when he said, like, this is ridiculous, we should be able to, you know, feel and touch each other, the girl's like, ah, no, that's gross. Really? Oh, God. Same week that CDC Director Rochelle Walensky gleefully, almost rapturously, announced that COVID vaccines are now available for the little guys. Age 6 months to 5 years. She was all excited about that. Maybe she's going to go home and have sex with herself. I don't know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus joins us after a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
do. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a lot to get to with this guy tonight. I want to bring him on really quick. I don't want to bring him on really quick. I want him to hang out with me and talk with me. Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We'll get to what that is in a minute. Always appreciate your time with me, Brad. And again, a lot of stuff happening in the law world, isn't there?
Oh, there certainly is. And we've got some major decisions about to come down from the Supreme Court in the next 2 weeks is pretty broad in their impact, and I've obviously very optimistic, as I've always been, but especially this time. I think we're going to be at 4-0 after everything is all said and done.
Well, all right, so before we get to SCOTUS, I want to hit a couple. There are more and more courts, Supreme Court, state Supreme Courts and others, that are now granting or giving the right and saying that a child in the womb is a human being. Okay? And I think it was at Arkansas or Alabama, one of those two.
Iowa was a recent case where they reversed their earlier decision. Back in 2018, they said that a woman's right to kill her preborn baby, up through 9 months, that's a protected right under the Iowa Constitution. With change in politics, you have changing of the guard, new justices appointed, and that little window of time, we had enough changes in the Supreme Court that they ruled 5-2, reversing that earlier decision, saying that no, abortion is not protected under the Iowa Constitution, which opens the door now for Iowa to adopt legislation protecting preborn babies from being murdered. And I think that's just an indicative of what we're going to see happening, especially after the election. And we see governors, state shift from blue to red or purple to red, legislatures, governors, Supreme Court appointments, even Supreme Court elections this midterm. A lot of states, they elect their state Supreme Court justices. I think we're going to see a real watershed following the Supreme Court decision. So it's going to be a 1-2 punch, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, but the big one that happened just recently here with SCOTUS, I'm expecting a whole bunch of stuff to go down where I'm going to go, oh, my God, got to get Brad on the radio here. Now they ruled on something similar to this a few years back where
yes.
You couldn't keep money, and you're probably going to, I'm going to screw it up, and you can clean it up in a minute, but you couldn't keep money or public funds. I think it was a Catholic school that was offering after-school programs, I won't say daycare, but, they were offering after-school programs for the kids to come and play and be safe in the whole nine yards. And one of those Freedom for Religious Freaks organizations came forward and said, no, you can't give money to a religious institution. And I was surprised that they came down that one and said, yeah, actually you can. And now with this new ruling, it's 6-3. This is what's really interesting. The majority ruled that Maine's denial of taxpayer money to religious schools was discriminatory. And this wasn't necessarily for vouchers for your kids to go to a religious school. Why don't you explain now what the big deal is here?
Yeah, so a little bit of history. We had the Trinity case in the Midwest where a Christian Catholic school applied for playground safety equipment. There were grants given to all kinds of schools. They were number one on the list for qualifying. And then the court said, no, you're a separation of church, so you don't qualify. Well, Supreme Court says, oh, yes, they do, and you can't discriminate against the school. Just because they're religious, if it meets a secular purpose. And then we had the Espinoza case out of Montana where they said, okay, we're allowed for vouchers, but only for private secular schools. And then they were challenged, and then the state of Montana says, okay, fine, we'll cancel the voucher program completely. And Supreme Court says, not so fast. You can't do that just because you're going to lose. No, these private religious schools are just as much entitled to the voucher program in this regard. And then we had Maine. Now, Maine's real similar to the Espinoza case, and that's what we're talking about now, where the court ruled 6-3, saying that a school district in Maine, they decided that they wanted to, they didn't have a high school. So they said, hey, I tell you what, parents, we'll give you a voucher, send your kids whatever high school you want to, but it can't be a religious one. And, school with religious beliefs and religious teachings and all. And so, the Supreme Court said, no, that's state hostility, religion, a violation of the Establishment Clause. And the government has to be neutral. And so, they can never exclude religious schools. This could be applied down the road though, to Joe, to all kinds of applications where you have religious versus non-religious, not even just schools. So this is a great victory for those who really appreciate government neutrality and not being hostile to religious institutions and the will of parents to send their children where they want them to go.
You know, what's really funny about this is, again, it's 6-3. And that is, that is a big deal if people don't really understand that. But the one, you almost expected something like this. But here is a Supreme Court justice who's supposed to know the Constitution, have a real clue to what it says. And she says, this would be Justice Sotomayor. She says, this court continues to dismantle the wall of separation between church and state that the framers fought to build. With growing concerns of where this court is going next, I respectfully dissent. The framers never, ever wanted a separation between church and state, except that the state would not interfere in religious affairs, if you would. Correct?
Right. There was a letter, it was North Carolina to the governor for the Baptist Church, and it was basically a letter basically saying they used the term separate church and state to protect churches from government control of the churches, government harassment, bullying of the churches. That was the context. So it wasn't the other way around, where the government's being discriminatory against religious institutions like schools and churches. So Sotomayor has it very backwards, but she's known as the God hater. If any decision is going to be pro God or for anything that furthers God, or she's against it. She just seems to hate anything dealing with God. I don't know if that's if there's something going on in her personal life, I won't go there, but all I can say is she is consistently against God, and that's the way it is.
That was a Danbury Baptist church. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host.
Yes.
Don't go far, people. We'll be back in a minute.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will support the bipartisan gun safety bill. The text of what a group of his colleagues worked on was released on Tuesday. The package includes $750 million for states to implement crisis intervention orders that keep firearms out of the hands of individuals determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others. It includes provisions to close the so-called boyfriend loophole and a requirement to review juvenile records for gun purchasers under the age of 21. The negotiations were sparked by several mass shootings, including at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and a hate-motivated shooting of a supermarket in a majority black neighborhood in Buffalo. Wall Street begins the week on an up note. The Dow rose 641 points, the NASDAQ gained 271 points, the S&P was up nearly 90 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's... We are back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855 732-556. You know what I'm loving? I know. You guys are going to laugh at me, okay? I live in California. And right now we're under drought conditions. Okay, again, nothing new. We go through this every couple of years. And now they're telling us like the old gas days of the 70s. You can only water your lawn depending on your address. If your address ends at an odd number, you water on odd days. If your address ends at an even number, you water on even days. And you have to cut the tie. I mean, just a whole bunch of crazy garbage. And they can fix this in Sacramento, California, in the capital. The legislators can fix it, but they refuse to. They refuse to let us have the fresh water that we already have, water that we can ship down and use. They're not interested. And so, again, it's just like no different than our oil and natural gas issues where the eco-freaks keep winning. The eco-freaks keep scaring the crap out of our legislators and won't let us do the right thing. Just amazing to me. Another amazing person is this guy here. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that he's going to tell you all about now. Right, Brad?
Oh, you bet. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 legal organization that, would defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. We have offices, more offices than any organization of our kind from coast to coast, all over the country. We have offices. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry pick the high profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. That's very, very unique, and that's why so many people support our work financially as well as prayerfully, and they want to get our case updates or support our work. It's real easy to get our newsletter, our resources, by going to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
So we were talking, and people, you got to go there. You got to check them out. You got to go there. So we're talking a little bit about the separation, the unreal or the false notion that there's a separation of church and state, at least the way that the liberals understand it, and keep quoting it as if it's written in the Constitution. You know, when I get in a typing war with somebody, so to speak, I always say, do me a favor, take a screenshot or cut and paste the part of the Constitution that says government can't have any part or you know, there can't be any practice of religious things on government property. All right, just show me where it says that. And you were explaining how, and you never do, by the way, it always stifles the conversation, bang, done. But to have an associate justice, like Sotomayor, actually say that our founding fathers wanted a wall of separation between church and state, and basing it on the letter that one founding father wrote to the Danbury Baptist Church, assuring them that the government wouldn't get involved in their religion and the way they worship.
Right. Right. The whole context of that letter was the government saying the government is going to, is not going to invade churches. So it's a wall of separation to protect churches and synagogues from government intrusion, government control. That was the whole context of it. Sotomayor is trying to rewrite history, but she doesn't care about truth and accuracy. She's an ideologue. She's an activist. It's disgraceful to have someone like her on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kagan and Breyer, they, you know, they're a little more reasonable. They've ruled in favor of religious freedom on a number of cases. The Trinity case we talked about, Espinoza case. But Ginsburg and Sotomayor were the hardcore, adamant, you know, attitude that if that anything
government, God haters.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, exactly. So Ginsburg is gone. We don't know what the next one's going to be. Justice Brown, but we'll have to find out. But but we do know that Sotomayor is definitely in that category. And that's just where she is. She's a strict separationist. The majority of the Supreme Court believe in what's called benign neutrality and accommodation. And that is that it's okay for faith to benefit from government, so long as government is neutral and allows all faith to benefit, all churches, synagogues to participate in a program. It's okay so long as government isn't just singling out one denomination or one particular religion. That's what the case law has been now for more than 2-3 decades. You still have your Sotomayor screaming her strict separationist ideology, which is very antiquated and completely unsupported by case law or original intent.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's kind of like, why does it bother you? I mean, Rachel Lazer, she's the president of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. She says the court is forcing taxpayers to fund religious education. This is great. Does she have the same attitude when it comes to drag queens being in school? Does she have the same attitude when LGBTQ foundational beliefs are being pushed in school? Does she feel the same way about it?
Yeah. No, right? She doesn't, and that's part of the flaw of her logic, which is. Her attitude is anything that's traditional and pro-faith, that's wrong. Anything that is amoral or anti-moral or hedonistic, that's fair game. That's totally fine to bring into our public schools and indoctrinate our kids. But traditional religious viewpoints, perspectives, that's somehow kept out. So it's very twisted. The obvious outcome, and the outcome is very obvious, and that's why many parents are pulling their kids out of government schools, because they are so much now into hedonistic or pagan indoctrination as opposed to just pure neutral education, and that's why we have to have school choice moving forward, and that's why this decision is so powerful. We're going to see red states, and I think even maybe some purple and blue states starting to move in that direction for school choice and school vouchers.
Well, they screwed up that understanding, of the First Amendment. Now we're looking at maybe possible SCOTUS fixing the Second Amendment in some states where they make it. Look at you and I were talking about this offline, where you can put some restrictions in place. There's some issues going down where people think it totally shouldn't have any restrictions. In the day of our founding fathers, I probably would have agreed with that wholeheartedly. But looking, did I want Charlie Manson with a gun? No, I don't think so. But again, New York has made it so restrictive that you really, for all intents and purposes, can't own a gun. And that's not right either.
Yeah, New York says you have a right to bear arms so long as you keep it inside your house. So, and then if you want to have a concealed weapon outside your house, you know, then you have to show that your circumstances are particularly special in need for it. Can't just be like the average person who doesn't want to get shot and killed and you know, in New York, like so many are on a daily basis. You have to show that your risk is, you know, extremely high or something. Well, you know, this just went before the Supreme Court. I believe the Supreme Court is going to strike this down as unconstitutional. And it's simple. The Second Amendment is the right to bear arms. It doesn't say only in your home. So I believe the Supreme Court is going to validate the right of people to have a concealed weapon outside their home. And if the government wants to show a compelling state interest, that is, i.e., someone has a past felony conviction, or they've been determined to be mentally ill, you know, or the like. In those circumstances, I think the Supreme Court will uphold those kind of limitations and restrictions for those kind of individuals, because there is a high risk that the government should be able to address. I think at the end of the day, that's going to be the final case precedent, and we're going to have a lot more freedom, and a lot more Americans are going to be able to defend themselves in blue states where people are being shot and killed right and left by mobs and others without adequate opportunity to defend themselves. That's going to change. It's going to change for the better.
Yep, I totally agree. And, you know, while we were talking, somebody sent me a link. I guess the Maine Attorney General, Aaron Frey, is disappointed. He's a Democrat. He's disappointed with the decision of the court. He's going to ask lawmakers to come up with a law that will get around it, that will make sure that no taxpayer money is sent to schools. But if they write a law that flies in the face of the ruling, they could be back in court with the court doing the same thing, could they not?
You are correct, and I think the Supreme Court will rule appropriately and reverse that decision.
Tell them to knock it off, I hope. But anyway, always don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people. Yeah, take notes. You go get this stuff anywhere else. Come see your host. Don't go far.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEYprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him back on. Brad Dankus joins me as he does every week. We kind of get the lowdown on what's going on, the law, what's coming down, decisions for SCOTUS and so on. And it's going to be over the next, what, week two or three. Brad, we're going to see a lot of stuff coming down from SCOTUS, aren't we?
Yeah, within the next 2 weeks, we'll see it coming down, and it's going to be I think very encouraging to those of us who respect the Constitution of the United States, and we'll be all the more grateful for President Donald Trump and his strategic appointments to the Supreme Court, which will enable every single one of these decisions to turn out the way that I think they're going to turn out.
Yeah, well, like I said, you're always the optimist. You know, I look at this stuff sometimes and go, my God, I hope they go this way. I hope they go that way. And again, I said it last, I'm not going to beat it to death, but I said it last time, which is, you know, having people like Sotomayor on the Supreme Court are supposed to really know the Constitution, read it, and understand what our founding fathers had in mind. She's not there. She just doesn't seem to care. It's what she believes to be truth, which is not what the way they're supposed to rule in any way. Matter of fact, it's not even, well, whatever. I won't get into that. You know, they drive me nuts. But what else can we see? You know, the gun law coming down, where's your head with that? I mean, the way they rule on that, you could carry that out into other states, could you not?
Oh, absolutely. I believe what it's going to do is it's going to blow the door wide open for people wanting to have a concealed weapon permit anywhere in the United States, including blue states like California. You have places like, you know, San Jose, Silicon Valley, where they won't get, they didn't let anyone have a conditional use permit, hardly anyone. You know, even a church, a pastor wanting to have one in on a Sunday morning to protect his congregation, they'll say, no, we won't allow that. So I think this is going to be a fantastic decision, and the Second Amendment is going to be renewed and stronger than it's been in decades. It's going to be a great decision. I predict it will be a 6-3. That's my prediction. We'll see. We'll see.
Before you make a prediction, remember what they did to prophets in the Old Testament when they were wrong. Right?
Well, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord. I'm just saying.
Okay. Oh, all right, cool. All right. Thus saith Brad. Right?
Yeah, this is just Brad. This isn't anyone beyond me, but this is my educated guess.
Okay, all right, we're good. Let's move on to some of the other things that you're waiting to see come down that they're going to be ruling on. What can we expect to see, and what direction do you think they're going to go in?
Yeah, the Environmental Protection Agency has just gone radical with global warming regulations,
yep.
Limiting oil drilling, limiting traditional energy sources. It's just radical. Well, there's one little problem with this, and that's what this case is about, and that is there's no law passed by Congress authorizing them to have global warming regulations and restrictions, and so a number of governors have filed a lawsuit challenging the ability for a federal agency to just come up with regulations when there's no congressional support, no congressional authorization for such regulations and restrictions. I think we're going to have a majority in the Supreme Court that's going to look at this and say, no, you can't do all this without legislation by Congress authorizing you to come up with these restrictions and regulations that are far outside anything you've done in the past or anything that was validated to be authorized by Congress. And I think we're going to get a majority on that. The environmental wackos are going to be upset, but their tyranny is going to come to a halt, I believe, and it'll be brought back to us, we the people, through our legislature, our Congress, and our House and our Senate.
You know, you are a very optimistic guy, because even though when these come down, you've got an administration that doesn't enforce any law they don't like. You know that?
Yeah. When you have a regime instead of a presidency, it's a little more complicated. So we've seen the Biden administration decide not to to enforce the law regarding the border and other issues, and it's been very frustrating because we have judges saying, you know, one thing, and the Biden administration effectively ignoring it. And that really creates a danger, though, for the survival of a democratic republic, because if people believe that those in power will not listen to the courts and respect the laws and the Constitution, then the people then will feel empowered to take over government. And it's and everything unwinds. Historically, that's what happens when you have a regime-type function of government. People feel empowered that there's only one thing to do, and that's just to remove them, especially if you have a corruption in election process. That's another contributing factor to the destruction of a democratic republic. But I do believe, though, there's another case coming down, and it's going to be dealing with the border and illegal aliens. And President Donald Trump signed an executive order saying, hey, if they're trying to come across the border and they claim that they have an asylum case, a legitimate case to be able to come to America, fine, they make their case, they apply for it, but they stay behind the border in Mexico until it's time for their case to be heard. And it may take months, so be it. But, you know, the Biden administration says, well, no, we wanted to come across the border. We're just going to let them go free. And then, we'll somehow try to let them know when their court date is. Well, we all know what happens. More than 99% of the time, they never show up in court. So Biden wants to make it, it's a joke. It's a complete joke. It's a complete open border. And so he's trying to change the executive order of President Donald Trump. This is an interesting case. A lot of governors, I think like 26 governors have filed lawsuits, have joined this lawsuit. And there's a good chance the Supreme Court is going to uphold lower court opinions that said, no, Biden, you just can't just blatantly ignore immigration law and effectively, you know, and truncate all law, including the former executive order, and just ignore the enforcement of the protection of our borders.
But Brett, that's the lower court. We see that all the time. And what I mean by that is, you know, even here in Los Angeles, we've got Gascon, the out of control DA out here, who's going to be recalled, it looks like. You know, he's out there, and he will not bring any three strike, anything that would invoke the three strike law, so that, you know, people can't be incarcerated for another 25 years. And a judge has come down and said, you can't do this. You can't just ignore the law because you don't like it. Or you don't believe it's fair. You have to get it changed. And you know what he did? Right after the ruling came down, he told his DAs, no, we're going to appeal this, so you just go ahead and you keep doing what I told you to do. He's not going to stop. He's not going to change until they vote them out. What is your recourse against somebody like that?
Well, you can't have a writ, emergency writ filed on appeal and have the appellate court immediately rule on it. I think that's what they would do. Unfortunately, Gascon recently released a criminal, and instead of doing what he should have done, this prior felon, and keeping behind bars, he just released him. Well, unfortunately, as we just saw recently, that criminal shortly after being released went and shot and killed two police officers in La Habra. Their families are grieving, and you know, it's just such the guy is so sick, so evil, so aligned and the friend of crime. You know, I've never seen anything like this ever in U.S. history. What I'm seeing from him, and of course we had the DA, you know, out of San Francisco, who was booted out. The same kind of a Soros appointee, and we've seen the same thing out of the DA out of Chicago, very much a friend of mobsters and rioters.
That's been going on there since the 30s, the 20s and 30s.
I think we're going to see though people in these cities, including Los Angeles, say, you know what, we may be liberals, we may, you know, be hate police or hate whatever, but you know, we need to protect ourselves. We need to have a safe environment. I think they're going to come to the conclusion. They're going to, you know, whether they like it or not, they need to have people elected. They're going to enforce the law to protect them and their children from being shot and killed at will in front of their houses. And I think that's what we're going to see happen.
Look, I hope you're right. I look at the stuff and I see where it's going. I see how people vote. Now, Gascon looks like they're going to get more than the signatures they need to recall him. So maybe people have had it there. When we get into the polls, it'll be a whole different animal. Don't you find, in the last minute we have, don't you find it really interesting, though, the DA in San Francisco said that the reason he got recalled had nothing to do with any of his policies. It basically had to do with the old guard who didn't like the way he was cleaning up the legal system. That this is dementia.
You know, that's it. Next try was a spin, buddy, but not believable by anyone. Not believable by anyone. So yeah, if Soros is losing right and left, all of the appointees are being booted out. I think we're going to see that.
Well, all right. Well, God bless for what you're doing. You keep up the good work. People, go to pji.org, pji.org. A guy that's fighting for you. You need to support him. When we come back, you're stuck with me for the next 2 hours. Joe Mancini, your host.
Qualify.